C'est trois graines pour de la lier, béni, plus gros graines.
Two Haitian women are haggling over the price of carrots in Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood. A street vendor has a fold-out table that holds all the ingredients needed for soup chumou, or pumpkin soup.
Piment, celery, thym, persil,
cabbage, carrots, scotch bonnet peppers, turnips, and of course, the much-needed pumpkin, or really a dark green squash with a rich orange flesh. There are different versions of why Haitians eat pumpkin soup on January 1st. A widely accepted one is that Haitian slaves were actually forbidden from eating it. So when they overthrew the French and declared Haiti free, the soup came to symbolize their liberation.
When I'm drinking it, I feel like the soup is a legacy that our ancestors left for us, you know, to remind us why we are free.
Dudley Alexis is a Haitian-born Miami filmmaker. He also produced a documentary about the soup chumou tradition called Liberty in a Soup.
There's so many things the Haitian Revolution started. It's the whole idea, you know, of defining human rights. The Haitian Revolution, you know, pretty much echo throughout the world, reminding people that everyone is supposed to be free.
Back at the Little Haiti vegetable stand, Elise Dossien is picking up the last of the ingredients she needs to make her soup.
Chaque premier janvier, son gros bon soup. Tout le monde qui besoin vin de soup. Good soup. Yes.
She says she makes soup jumu in the biggest pot she can find. And all day long, she plans to share that soup. Spoonfuls of freedom, she says, with her family and friends. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.